item number 6. Moving right along. And I have another pink sheet to read. So bear with me. This is a public hearing for consideration of an administrative civil liability order for Mark Johnson for violating a cease and desist order in the Spalding Tract subdivision in Lassen County. This is the time and place for the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, Mahanton Region, to consider adopting an administrative civil liability order. The board previously held a public hearing for this item on February 13, 2014, to consider adopting, I'm going to say ACL, we all know what that means, ACL order, but the board decided to postpone its final decision on this item until the board's July 2014 meeting to allow time for Mr. Johnson to come into compliance. Since the February 13, 2014 hearing, the Water Board prosecution team has revised its recommendation. To consider the revised recommendation, the board is continuing the hearing as follows. First, we will have testimony by the Water Board prosecution team, followed by testimony by the discharger. Third, presentations by interested persons. So those three things. All persons who wish to participate and have not yet submitted an appearance card, one of these orange cards, are requested to do so now, and you must note which item you wish to speak on. This hearing will not be conducted according to the technical rules of evidence. The board will accept any testimony that is reasonably relevant to the matter under consideration. The chair may impose reasonable time limits and may require groups to choose a single spokesperson. We ask each person testifying to come to the lectern to speak, and please begin by stating your name, address, and who you represent. All persons who wish to testify, please stand and raise your right hand and take the following oath. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony which you will give in this matter is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. So now we will have testimony by...
Madam Chairman, could I ask a question of counsel?
Yes.
I was not at the February meeting, so this is a continuance of a hearing that was held at that meeting. I'm wondering if I'm allowed to participate in the discussion and decision this evening.
Well, were you able to read the information that was in the agenda item? Because
yes.
We had a presentation, but the discharger was not there, so the information that was brought into that hearing is essentially what we have in the agenda package. So as long as you're familiar with that information, I believe that you could go ahead and vote on this evening.
Thank you.
Okay, testimony from the Water Board prosecution team.
Good evening, board members, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Lisa Scarelli, an engineering geologist with your South Lake Tahoe staff, and I have taken the oath. I'm here to provide a brief summary regarding what brings us here today. In February 2014, the prosecution team presented a proposed administrative civil liability assessing Mr. Mark Johnson a penalty for violating his 2011 cease and desist order. At that time, his board elected to postpone its decision until today. Mr. Johnson subsequently complied on May 19, 2014. This was nearly a year after receipt of a notice of violation last July, months after issuance of the ACL complaint in November, and only after the initial board hearing in February. The prosecution team has revised its proposed liability to provide the board with an alternative recommended penalty amount to the $3,050 originally proposed in the administrative civil liability complaint. We are recommending that a liability amount of at least economic benefit plus 10% or $137.50 be imposed for the violation. This liability amount is based upon the economic benefit Mr. Johnson has realized as a result of his delay in complying with his CDO requirements, plus 10%. This proposed amount complies with the State Water Board's enforcement policy requiring recovery of at least this amount so that liabilities are not construed as the cost of doing business, and so that the assessed liability provides a meaningful deterrent to future violations by the regulated community. This is essentially the same approach the prosecution team took in 2012, except that the prosecution team also included staff costs, a practice that the Lahontan Water Board has since suspended. The Water Board has a number of other options for addressing the ACL complaint against Mr. Johnson. These options include rejecting the ACL complaint and imposing no liability, referring the matter to the Attorney General's Office for judicial enforcement, or imposing a different liability amount, either higher or lower than the prosecution team's recommendation, based upon the Water Board's consideration of the factors identified in the Water Code, enforcement policy, and past board actions. In 2012, the Water Board took a slightly different approach than that recommended by the prosecution team. For those that complied following their first hearing, but prior to the second, it appears that the Water Board doubled the liability amount imposed against those who had already complied by their initial hearing. So that may be a factor that you'll want to consider in making your decision today. So I'll leave you with this slide. Thank you for your attention in this matter. That concludes my presentation. I'm available to answer any questions you may have. Any questions?
No.
No. Thank you. I have no speaker cards. Does the discharger wish to make a statement?
We're not the discharger.
You're not the discharger. Discharger's not here. Okay.
So there was a late addition that was, or a late revision,
yes,
that was provided to the board members, which essentially did the administrative civil liability order to reflect the proposal by the prosecution team. So it changed several of the findings and ended with a civil liability of $137.50. So we went ahead and made those changes. Subsequently, I believe that there were a couple additional changes that errors that were found. So maybe the prosecution team can take those.
Thank you. I'm Chuck Curtis, supervising engineer for the Water Board. We did identify a couple of typos or omissions. On base stamp page 6-11 of the new the late revision package, in finding 19, at the bottom of finding 19, it references finding number 17, and that actually should be finding number 18. Also in the attachment A, which is on Bates, page 6-19, in the last paragraph, midway down, it says Lahontan Water Board staff, Gerald Horner. We think that it's appropriate to insert the word Lahontan Water Board staff requested Gerald Horner to conduct the economic analysis. And those are the suggested changes that we think are appropriate to include. Thank you.
What's the next? How do we proceed? Just, we don't need to go.
If you wanted to, we could either go into closed session and talk about what you wanted to do, or you could, in open session, talk about what you wanted to do. If you wanted to accept the proposal by the prosecution team, then we could adopt this resolution as it was just amended. Or if we wanted to make changes, then we could make those depending on what the board chooses to do.
We try a motion, see what everybody thinks.
Mr. Humphrey has his hand up.
First, I think we should close the hearing.
Okay.
And secondly, I would move that we adopt the recommendation as presented by the prosecution team with the amendments and corrections as just indicated.
I'll close the hearing. And it's been moved by Mr. Humphrey and seconded by Mr. Sandell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. All right.